CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Welcome back to I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry, Season 2. What's up, Danielle?
Hey, Jesse, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. We're back in the studio having some fun. We're just messing around on TikTok right now. And we realized, okay, we need to start and hit record because Danielle has gone viral. And not viral like she has a couple hundred thousand views. 8.8 million.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I never thought that I'd be going viral on TikTok, let alone going TikTok viral for a Klondike bar commercial.
Okay, so I don't even know how to get into this.
It's a
Klondike bar ad, and it's really cute. You said you did it with your friend Andy, right?
Yeah.
The reason I think this has gone so viral, number one, is because both of y'all are absolutely gorgeous, and everyone loves to see it. Danielle has the Klondike bars in a pineapple cooler, which is what everyone is all worked up about. Because, you know, Danielle, Hangry Houstonian, she's an influencer. People know her. Danielle, what have you learned about pineapples?
Jesse, I've learned that pineapples are the national sign of swingers.
Yep.
Yeah, the universal sign, so to say.
That is what it is. Pineapple is a universal sign for swingers. And I guess that's like if you go out to the bar and you see a couple and the guy's wearing a pineapple shirt or...
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Or like you're wear a pineapple shirt and like people know you're down. I'm like...
Not that I know from personal experience. But I have seen, because I genuinely had to Google it after this. And Danielle and I are both upset because we love pineapples.
I know. I'm like, wait, can I not like have like a pineapple shirt without people thinking that like I have ulterior motives?
And I was just telling her when I was in college, I had like sticker wall decals to decorate because, you know, poor. And they were pineapples.
But
my whole
cute,
wall
I'm
was
sure,
covered in pineapples. Yeah, they were cute. Now I feel like everyone that came into my home thought I was a swinger.
Exactly.
It's very embarrassing. So pro tip, if you have anything pineapple and you're not a swinger, throw it away.
I know, right? And that's such, it's a cute cooler. It's from Target.
I know.
It was like in the family section, okay?
Well, I don't know if that makes it better. It's always the ones that you never expect that show up in the pineapple things. And you're like, oof. I was just recently stalking someone on Facebook and they had pineapple everything. And I'm like, oof, we all know what you do now.
Or they're oblivious like me. Andy and I have been dying laughing because, I mean, we're definitely not swingers and straighter than boards. But like, you know, it is just so funny that this has gone viral.
So how do you combat it? Do you comment people back and be like,
I commented on like a few of the comments and I was like, haha, like it's just a cute cooler from Target. Like literally, like it's just a Target cooler. Y'all are thinking way too far into this.
So funny. It's just one of those things now that you can never see the same way again.
I know.
If you guys want to check it out though, because the cooler is actually really cute and the Klondike bars slash pouches.
It's a pouch. Yeah. So it's like their new pouch version of the bar that I was promoting.
It looks like the go-go squeeze like apple sauce. Mm-hmm. Things. Anyways, it looks good. Check it out at Hangry Houstonian on TikTok. Give her a follow there and on Instagram. Danielle, I'm excited because it's been a minute since we've been into the studio. So there's so much that's opened up. So we were just chit-chatting about all the places that we've been to and you specifically have been busy everywhere.
Yeah, it's been like a crazy summer. I feel like my birthday was last week and just stuff has been opening up. I've been going to restaurant events every single night.
Right.
Like, it's nonstop at this point.
Let's really quick, just because I'm really interested in if anyone follows Danielle on Instagram, I'm sure you saw it. Can we talk about your birthday party?
Yeah.
Because it looked so fun. It was like a Coachella theme.
Yep.
Called
Danchella.
Okay. Did you come up with that or was that a suggestion?
Yeah, I came up with it.
That's funny. And it's cute. And you had little personalized signs. I mean, the whole thing looked absolutely beautiful. How was it? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I just kind of had like some of like my closest friends there. Like I didn't want it to be like too over the top, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a good time. We took a bunch of awesome pictures, you know, which I love. Like we all were dazzled and glammed up and stuff. So I wanted to get a million and two pictures. Had a ton of awesome vendors there. Photobly was there and different vendors that made it super special. The food was great. The alcohol was great. So, and then we also had a big screen in there that were playing Coachella sets.
Oh my
throughout
God.
Throughout the evening. So like we were dancing to that. And then like we eventually changed it from like Coachella to like Britney Spears and like DMX. Back that thing up.
But of course you had to like get a free Britney moment in there.
Yes, definitely.
Clearly.
Need a night out on the town? Then this is a show for you. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
There are so many new bars and restaurants opening up in the Houston area right now. And we were just talking some of them Danielle, you mentioned that I haven't even heard of.
Yeah.
Like,
so many places are opening up right now. It is like within the past 2 months, it has been nonstop of places that I hear about opening up.
Okay, so we won't keep the secrets of the brand new good places to ourselves. Danielle, which one has been your favorite so far that you've checked out?
There's a restaurant called Moosifer. It opened up last year, but it's new to me because I just recently went to it for the first time last week. And it's an Indian restaurant in the Galleria area. It's above Fig and Olive. If you're like me, I always park in the yellow garage. So it's kind of like by the Forever 21. If you can kind of get like from that side,
I
right?
Can.
It's like on that side of the Galleria. It's like, you know, the Galleria is so big.
Huge. Hate it.
That, yeah, exactly. But Moosifer is a Indian restaurant that, first of all, have imported every single thing from India.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm just picturing them literally putting stuff on either planes, boats, wherever, like to get it over here, you know? The restaurant itself is beautiful. The bar area, even if like you're not a big Indian food eater, which I'm not well versed in Indian food, by no means do I feel like I'm versed at all in it. But the bar atmosphere is so amazing that I would highly recommend just like going to the bar and getting a cocktail there. It was just so stunning. It was probably one of the most beautiful bars I've ever seen.
Oh, I love new places like that around Houston because, to be honest, we don't have a ton of Indian places.
Yeah, no.
And it's not somewhere I think to go when I'm like scrolling through Italian, Tex-Mex, like all those things. I'm never like Indian food, but
right.
Great place to expand your horizons.
Yeah, no, it really is. I put a post up on Instagram the other day and said, your taste buds will go on a field trip. I mean, it's truly
that's a great
a field
way to
trip
describe
for
it.
Your taste buds. It's not something that I eat often, but I was like, whoa, I'm here for it. The
right.
spices, the layers of spices, the textures they use, the sauces that they use.
Yeah,
I was like
yeah.
very surprised because in my mind, when I think of like Indian food, I kind of think of like meats that are just covered in sauce, but maybe kind of like not a like texture wise, there's not a bunch of texture, crispy, crunchy, stuff like that. But I was wrong. There was several dishes that we tried that had different crispiness elements to the dishes, and it was delicious. It's super surprising. The main chef there, he's absolutely incredible. He changes his menu seasonally. He uses seasonal spices. So really what they do with their menu, how it's curated, is it's like taking a trip throughout India.
Yeah.
Different parts of India. Just like how, you know, parts of the U.S., right? Like, from New York to down south, right? Like there's going to be different things that are regional dishes, right? So throughout Moosifer's menu, you kind of take a trip through their different spices, the things that are important to Indian cuisine. It's amazing.
That's a great way to describe it. I love the way that you think about it because it really is when you try something new. It is a field trip for your taste buds.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, let's try something new. Sign the permission slip. Get on the bus.
It's like Mrs. Frizzle's magic
yes,
school bus.
For real. Okay, so what is the actual, like, the atmosphere of the restaurant like?
It's, like, kind of dark and...
That's what I pictured.
Yeah, dark, intimate. Kind of like if you were going on a date with Aladdin, and I don't mean this like in a like a
offensive way
no,
at all.
I mean
no,
like,
yeah,
in, like,
yeah, yeah.
A, like awesome, really cool. Like you're going to like a palace.
Okay.
Like you're going to Aladdin's palace,
yes.
And like you're walking in, and like the rounded out ceilings with like the gold plates on the walls and the stuff that's shining, and just it's very colorful and velvet like couches like that are like royal blue and just
ooh,
very
oh my
like
God.
Majestic.
You know what? Describing it like that is actually really helpful because the second you said it, I could picture it.
Yeah.
Like that made me go, oh, I know exactly.
Right.
Like. It feels very magical.
Yes.
Okay,
definitely.
So that's something to check out in the Galleria area.
It's so cool. And again, if y'all aren't into like Indian food, I still highly recommend going just to sit at the bar.
Yeah.
There are cocktails there that are, you know, vodka cocktails. Honestly, their espresso martini was delicious. Like,
yeah.
It's such a cool atmosphere that whether you're shopping at the Galleria and you're like, I'm done shopping, let's go get a drink. Or if you're like just wanting to go there for a drink, highly recommend that as well.
It'd probably be a great date night to be like, look how cultured I am.
Oh, absolutely. If a guy brought me there, I'd be like, yup.
You got good
he gets
taste.
It. He gets it.
Good taste. Do you have any other like date night recommendations for new places around Houston?
Yeah. So actually, there's another restaurant in the gallery area that just opened up this week. It's called Joey.
Okay.
Joey is from Canada. It's Joey's
Canada.
Yeah, exactly. So Joey started out of Canada and they have 29
wow.
other locations.
Gotta be good.
Yeah. So in Canada and throughout the U.S. So this is their 30th location. Yeah. So it's technically called Joey Uptown, whatever. It's a really cool, globally inspired menu. Mm-hmm. So they have a ton of different stuff. Everyone can like something on the menu, which yeah. I love a place like that, right? We went there the other night for a media preview and tried some of their crab cakes and some of their sushi. They had like a miso sea bass and a steak, lobster, ravioli. Really, really good. Also, their cocktails were really cool. But besides the food being really good, the atmosphere was amazing. Like, this will definitely be like a really cool hot spot in the Galleria area.
Well, you know what's really cool is I feel like we haven't talked in a long time about anything new coming up in the Galleria. Mm-hmm. We talk more about like, oh, downtown has some new things and Midtown
100%
is
agree with that.
Opening a million things. Like, how nice for the Galleria area to have a little bit of like life thrown into them.
I could not agree more with that. I mean, like, I really don't go to the Galleria area.
Me neither.
Much.
Me neither.
We stay in our bubble, but it's nice for people that are, I have family that when they come into town, they love to stay in the Galleria area.
Okay.
They like to go shopping.
I get it. The hustle and the bustle. Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, hotels around Galleria area. So these are great restaurants for like people that are coming in from out of town as well. But one thing that's cool about Joey is that they have a beautiful bar area. Their patio has a retractable roof.
Oh,
and so it's
going to
be
that.
Really cool for like days that it's not, you know, 200 degrees like it is right now. But
for real. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so hot. Which, you know, I just mentioned downtown and now I'm thinking about hot. So we have to mention there's a new McIntyre's.
Ah, it's nice. It's
which like, if you listen to the show and you know Danielle loves McIntyre's in the Heights. So how does this one hold up?
You know, it's funny because I feel like they have taken elements of different popular places throughout town mm-hmm. and put it into the McIntyre's downtown. If you think about it. Okay, so the bathrooms, right? So mm-hmm. you're walking to the bathroom. What's the hallway? It's like the mad hallway. Those, the mirrors.
Oh.
Right?
I didn't even think about
that. Yes. There's like different elements of like places that like we like.
In Houston.
That are like all into like the McIntyre's downtown, which I think is brilliant.
It is smart. Yeah. And just, okay. So just to give y'all like a visual, the McIntyre's is three stories. And something that we learned not quick enough is that the upstairs is where the AC is.
The third floor.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been to the third floor.
Okay, yeah. We didn't figure that out till later. The upstairs is the one that has the AC, so go up there. Because the bottom floor is really fun. They have food trucks and games.
Yeah.
We played foosball. There's cornhole, shuffleboard, which is really fun, especially at nighttime. Like, I love a bar with games. Something to do with your hands, yeah. Right? So you're not just, like, awkwardly sitting there dancing. And then the middle floor is kind of like the main section, you would say, right?
Yeah. I didn't realize there was. I think I heard there was a third floor, but, yeah. We have normally stayed at the second. I've only been there twice now, but.
Right. Honestly, same. But the third floor, it has those, you know, the places that have like the garage walls that they can open.
Yes.
They have those. So that's where the AC is. So it feels really good up there. But at nighttime, the second time I went, they had it open. So it wasn't as cool.
Got it.
But hacked, like at capacity, waiting for people to come out packed.
That's annoying.
I know.
That's annoying.
Like, I'm just going to say it. It's annoying. And, you know, it's a new bar and everyone wants to go.
Yes.
So like you wait a while for drinks and all that. But it is an experience. They have cool decorations. It's decorated very nicely.
Yeah, they have like the really cool neon signs, again pulling stuff from like other places, right?
Yeah.
Like McIntyre's in the Heights, I mean, they
don't really have that.
Yeah, no, they have the I Heart Hue thing or whatever,
but yeah,
like, that's all they have out there.
There's a lot of Instagram worthy spots.
Yes.
At the new place.
Yeah, no, they definitely have hit the nail on the head with that. Yeah, no, I'm excited for them. I'm excited for them to, I really feel like they're gonna be, like you said earlier before we got on the air, like bringing back downtown with mm-hmm. McIntyre's. I mean, it's true though. I'm not one to necessarily go downtown anymore. And so because McIntyre's is downtown, like I've found myself the past 2 weekends going down there because it's like, oh, let's go to McIntyre's downtown. But it's funny because we've gone from McIntyre's downtown to the McIntyre's in the Heights.
I know.
Is that what the move is now?
No. So I'm telling y'all, Maine is coming back. Like if you have plans this weekend and you don't know where to go, check out downtown because McIntyre's is what brings people in, right? Like we waited in line to get in there and then we got in there, waited for a drink, and it was fun because it was literally like shoulder to shoulder packed. We're like, oh my God, yay, life is coming back. But after like a half hour, it wasn't fun anymore. Because, you know, you get to a point where you're like, okay, next, I don't want to wait in line for another. So we walked around the corner, literally around the corner is Main Street. And you walk down and there's all the bars. I mean, there was a giant line to get into Cherry. We went to Boots and Shoots, which was a blast, High and Dry, Bovine and Barley.
Oh my God.
I mean, it really is packed again.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
That's
They're
good.
Throwing some life back into downtown, which we appreciate.
We do appreciate that.
We miss it.
Yeah.
Although I'm like, going to Midtown. See you later. It's our new spot.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Hangry Houstonian, every single week we want to know your pick of the week, what's in, what's new. And a couple weeks ago, you were telling us about this new place called Gatsby's, right?
Yes, Gatsby's.
And, like the Great Gatsby, yes. All the things.
Uh-huh.
And you were mentioning how there was going to be like a connected bar to it.
Yes, a speakeasy.
And it's open?
It's finally open. It's called Daisy Buchanan. Which obviously
Daisy, yeah, Daisy, right?
But I got the chance to go to it last night and it was super cute. And what is really neat about this place is that it's all about late night. So if you're at Cherry or McIntyre's downtown and you're like, you know what? I want oysters. I want a perfectly cooked steak. And it's midnight.
Yeah.
You can go to Daisy Buchanan and still get
a
seafood tower at 1 a.m.
Are you serious?
What other place in the city can you go do that?
None. You have to go find a random pizza place that's open or ask the Uber to take you to Whataburger.
And honestly, like, I'm not the type of person to like necessarily want to eat late night, but I'm like, maybe if it was like a steak or something, like I could get down.
Yeah,
like,
that's seriously. Pretty cool. Maybe we'd be less hungover in the morning if we ate like actual good food and less hot dogs on the street, you know?
So that was like their whole idea behind it, was getting like really good craft cocktails and stuff and getting some good food within the restaurant as well.
Houston is stepping it up from the rest of the country. And I'm just going to say it. Like, when you think about what we have here and the ideas that are coming, the Instagram places that are coming and the different areas we have to go. I mean, when people come to visit, they're so mind blown by what we have and how we do things. And I love telling people to come visit. And, you know, I love coming to the show and hearing Danielle, your suggestions, because then I'm like, great, I'm going to take someone here and I'm going to take someone here. But it's just nice to have all these cool places opening up that I've never heard of these concepts before. So when people come to visit and when people move here, they're like, where have I been all my life?
I know. I mean, it's crazy that like this is almost just the beginning of the summer for us within like restaurants opening. There's so many more restaurants that are about to open this week. Georgia James Tavern opened up, and then Hugo just opened up another restaurant in Uptown.
Oh my gosh.
So there's other things that are opening up. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried yet, but I'm super excited for. I mean, Houston restaurant scene is just like blowing up right now. It's awesome.
Speaking of which, Houston Restaurant Week is coming up, right?
Yes. I know. Isn't that crazy? I feel like we just talked.
We just
to
did
Katie.
It.
Yes.
What are you talking about? It just happened.
I know.
Okay, so it's coming back on August 1st. August 1st.
Yes. August 1st.
Is that it?
Yep.
There's going to be like over 250 restaurants participating.
It's crazy. I feel like every year there's more and more restaurants.
So, I mean, Danielle, last year you and I got to do all sorts of exploring. Hopefully we'll get to do the same this year and see what's our, you know what we should do is make a roster and try and find what our favorite place is.
We should. That'd be so much fun.
That'd be so fun. Because, again, last year was the first year that I got to do Houston Restaurant Weeks and the first that everyone got to do Houston Restaurant Weeks in a pandemic. Thank God they still did it. But I saw they're donating like $1 to $5 this year to the Houston Food Bank. So good food, really good food that you get to try at a better cost and restaurants that you probably don't normally get to go to or think about going to because they're expensive. And now when you try them, you know that you're actually giving back too. And it's going until September 6th. But just for people who don't know about Houston Restaurant Weeks, I know when I first came, I had no idea what anyone was talking about. Or if you're listening right now on the Odyssey app from out of town, Danielle, give us like a little bit of rundown about what is Houston Restaurant Weeks that Cleverly Stone started.
Yeah, so Houston Restaurant Weeks, basically, it is a great way to be able to try out different restaurants in Houston and give back to the Houston Food Bank. So if you go for lunch, I believe they are donating $1 from your meal. It's typically like 3-course meal. Some places do like a 2-course meal.
Yeah.
It might be like $25, $30, just depending on the place. And $1 will go back to the Houston Food Bank. And then for dinner, typically the price is around like $45 and it's a $5 donation towards the Houston Food Bank. But again, it's a great way to obviously give back and be philanthropic, but a way to try different restaurants around Houston in a 3-course or 2-course meal option for a less expensive, you know, this is a, typically might be like a $70 meal, right? If you were going to order all three of those dishes that are now offered in that three course meal, since now it's part of the restaurant week bundle, they lower the price so it makes it more approachable for people. And then it also donates back to charity. So it's kind of just a win-win.
Honestly, it's a steal when you think about how much you would spend going to these crazy nice places and you know you're doing it for a good cause. You test out which food and which restaurants you maybe want to go back to. Danielle, you and I have talked about this, how you tend to get a bubble of where you like to eat, which is so funny because we live in like such a foodie area that we have all these options.
Trendy Dumpling.
And we're still like, oh, do you want to go to Trendy Dumpling for lunch?
Dumpling, soup dumpling.
So I think this would be a great option to like look at the list and just start like sitting down with your friends, your partner, or whatever, and just going, okay, which ones do we want to visit?
Yes.
And that'd be a great way to try new places. You can budget for it too.
Definitely. I mean, I think that BB Butcher is always on the list. I think it's a great place. If you haven't been to BB Butcher, that's like always a staple. I think that people should try while it's on the Houston Restaurant Week list.
Okay, Danielle's gonna have all the recommendations coming up next week when Houston Restaurant Week kicks off. We'll talk about restaurants, our favorites, Danielle's favorites, what she's excited to check out this year. Don't miss it. We want to thank y'all so much for listening to I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry, and we want to give a huge thank you and shout out to our executive producer, Sarah Frazier. Make sure you subscribe, come back every week, follow Danielle on social media at Hangry Houstonian or myself at JessieWatt965. And we'll talk to you next week for all things Houston Restaurant Week's Danielle's picks. Places you must go see. Don't miss it.
Cheers.
Jesse Watt wants to know when to eat, and Danielle Dubois knows where to eat. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.